What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're keeping watch on Florence, and it does look like it's going to be bad. A lot of heavy surf and storm surge. So, again, I hope people, well, we know in South Carolina they evacuated the entire coastline, and this is going to be a bad one. There's no two ways about it. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and we're going to start with Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I've been watching lately both, and I've been going over some of the things he's done and said over the last maybe 20 years or so. Okay, including the fact that he's part of Phoenix, very much part of Phoenix. I think this man is absolutely, actually, legally insane, right? And extremely dangerous, and yet he's advising Trump. I'm also concerned about Trump's mental health. Remember, he drinks something like 12 Diet Cokes a day, I believe, a dozen Diet Cokes a day, and brags about it. That's got all kinds of aspartame in it, which is very dangerous and very not good for overall health, let alone for brain function. So you've got this type of thing, and then you've got somebody like a Nikki Haley, who I think is just basically stupid. She's not only, she's also a bit evil, but she's actually stupid. So this really bothers me. I mean, where we're going. We can't even, like, you're just talking about a hurricane. Fortunately, I don't know if I'm in range of this hurricane or not, because I'm in the mountains, about 300 miles from the coast. So it should be okay, except for a lot of rain. But you see all the problems handling a hurricane. Now, just imagine if we get even into a non-nuclear war, into a conventional war with Russia. And, you know, it's not like World War II, where the Germans didn't have the planes, or the Japanese didn't have the planes to bomb us. They couldn't get across either the Pacific or the Atlantic. Today, just using conventional weapons, one missile could take out a good portion of, like, say, downtown Manhattan. You know, you talk about the World Trade Center. Figure the World Trade Center and then something. That's just one city, okay? They could also do the same thing in Los Angeles, a bunch of other places. This is just using conventional weapons. How do these people think we're going to handle something like this? What do they think we're going to be able to do? I mean, and not to mention, we probably have just about a whole fleet, probably the 6th fleet, sunk in the Mediterranean. How do the people think we're going to handle this, Mike? That's what I'm wondering. These people, like I said, I think these people are stupid.
I think the groupthink is that the U.S. has never lost a war, and we're not going to talk about Korea and Vietnam. And I think the assumption is going to be that Russia and China will back down rather than risk a nuclear war. But that is brinksmanship on a very dangerous situation. And I would like to point out that in point of fact, Japan did succeed in bombing the U.S. mainland with these balloon bombs. And they set a couple of forest fires up in Oregon. It wasn't really a major success, but they did figure out a way to get explosives to the U.S. mainland by being very clever. Meanwhile, the Germans' U-boats, this was kept very secret during the war itself, but German U-boats were just off the coast of the eastern seaboard, and they were sinking shipping right there in our own front yard. People who were down at the beaches, you know, were actually able to see, you know, the explosions and the sinkings, but it was all kept hush-hush.
But it wasn't anything like it. I said they really didn't. It wasn't really a major threat to this country. But now with the missile systems of today, of both the U.S. and Russia, forget about even China getting involved. Russia has the same submarines, if not better than ours. They could launch a lot of their missiles just from the submarines. They've got, you can bet that they're armed to the, that they've got all kinds of bases in Siberia aimed at the west coast of this country. Not to mention the damage they could do to Europe. And on top of that, hey, God forbid it does go nuclear, Putin at least has seen to it that his country has shelters to maybe to protect the Russian people. I don't think there's going to be much protection in the shelter because there's nothing to come out to. But at least he's got something. We don't even have that in this country except for the rich and the, you know, the so-called elites and the politicians. They've got the shelters. We've got Jack. So, I mean, this is basically what it's coming to. And like you said, again, just in a ground war, I don't think our troops have the morale or the motivation. I know if I was still in the Army and I was told to fire on the Syrians now, and I was told to get, I'd say, look, you just better arrest me and take me and put me in the stockade, because I'm not, you know, just lock me up, because I'm not doing it. I think a lot of troops have the same idea. They will have to have a draft, too, because they don't have the amount of troops they need now. They don't, the troops they have, many of them have severe problems. They're starting to pick from the bottom of the barrel. I remember, it wasn't a few months ago, they were asking for a permission to hire people with mental problems for the military. And plus,
and past drug abuse issues. They keep lowering the standards. The weight standards have been relaxed. They're accepting seriously overweight recruits, right. Recruits with prior drug abuse history. I mean, you're absolutely right. It's not a very pretty picture there. And again, I understand they are talking about bringing back the draft. There's a big meeting coming up here in the next couple of weeks where they're going to talk about the draft policy, because are they going to extend draft registration? Are they going to end it? Or are they going to actually start using the draft? Now, the American people are not going to sit still for a draft unless there's another big false flag that gets everybody riled up and says, yeah, we've got to fling our babies onto that enemy here.
I don't think I'll say bye to buy a false flag anymore. I think people are smart enough, you know. Very few people believe the government story about 9/11 anymore. Even though, of course, you watch the corporate media, they get all angry. I told you I called this guy the other day, David Webb, and said, do you think it's good that we're going to be the Air Force for Al Qaeda? And he got angry, hung up the phone, and then made some comments offline. So, I mean, you know, these are your typical neocon type of, they call themselves conservative. They're not really conservative, but I also don't call myself a conservative anymore either, because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be hooked up with these neocons. And that's what basically they're all. The neocons have so badly taken over the Republican Party, the so-called conservative movement, and have even taken control of part of the left also, of the Democrats.
Yes.
So
the neo-libs.
This is a problem. I mean, we're facing a whole lot of problems. I have hope that Vladimir Putin understands a lot of this stuff and sees all the turmoil going on in this country and sees that Trump isn't really in charge, and that he may show some restraint, because he's a pretty level-headed guy, and I really believe he really cares about this planet and not having this planet's destruction. And I just, you know, that's about the only hope I think left right now. Because I don't have any trust in our leaders. Like I said, I think a lot of them are mentally ill. Some of them probably are those psychotropic drugs that.
They've got their own pharmacy inside the Capitol building.
And Bolt is one of those. You just look at the guy. I mean, he just looks like somebody who just escaped from a mental institution. And the other fat slob there that they always brag about how brilliant he is, Pompeo, I have no faith in him. And Pence, I believe, in some ways, is engineering a lot of the stuff going on, the internal workings in the White House. Because Pence wants to become president, and he also wants the Armageddon that's going to come, and thinks that Jesus Christ is going to return and rule from Jerusalem. Of course, he's not explaining whether Jesus really wants to come back to the earth to rule over a planet of nuclear waste, because that's a very good possibility where it's going to go. But then, like I said, these people are mad. They're not all that much different. Some of them, like Pence and Pompeo, are not all that much different from the crazies in the Islamic, in Islamic culture. And I don't mean all Muslim. I'm talking about like the Wahhabis and stuff in Saudi Arabia, the people we're actually helping now, and the ones that Assad is trying to clear out of his country. And this is another thing. This is absolute insanity that we would think of going to war to defend the very terrorists they tell us are responsible for 9/11. This is what I'm saying, Mike. It's out and out insanity. Okay? It's not just evil. It's actually insane. These people are absolutely insane, and I don't know what we can do, we the people can do, to take this country back. It might be too late to do it, because once the bombs start flying, then that's it. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, this country is past saving. It's too much in the grip of private interests. It's too much in the grip of the military-industrial complex. And I'm afraid, despite my best efforts for the last quarter of a century, that we are, in fact, headed into World War III, and we're just going to have to do the best that we can. Now, I remember during the Cold War, there were bomb shelters, public bomb shelters. Remember Conelrad? There were volunteers in every community that had the little shirt with the patch on it, and they were responsible for making sure that people knew where the bomb shelters were, and the bomb shelters were stocked with all kinds of food and water. The physical assets are, for the most part, still there, but there's nothing in them. The supplies that were in there rotted away years ago, and you're absolutely right. There's no provision made for the protection of the ordinary American population if there is, in fact, an attack on this country. The government, they have their underground bunkers. They've been building them for going on 15 years now. The ultra-rich are building their bunkers. Apparently, New Zealand is doing a bang-up business in this regard. The rest of us, we're just going to be left to sit here and deal with the radiation. Anyway, we're going to let you go here, Mark. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network, and we're going to take another phone call from Mateus in Canada. Aloha, Mateus. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Michael. That was a long conversation, but I guess I shouldn't complain. I've had long ones, too. Hey, I wanted to just mention about the Trump trade and a few random things. The comments that Trump made that were inflammatory, that interfered with the Canada-U.S. NAFTA negotiations?
Yes.
One of the exact quotes from the Toronto Star is, quote, here's the problem. If I say no, the answer is no. And if I say no, then you're going to put that, and it's going to be so insulting, they're not going to be able to make a deal. I can't kill these people. So I want to give my interpretation on this one more time, now that we're kind of, that these comments are confirmed. What's going on is that Obama and Trump and the other presidents have been executing people all over the world as drone strikes. It's part of a daily routine, and it's part of the empire building. And what Trump was stupidly saying out loud is he was kind of almost nostalgically or lamenting the disappointment that he can't just kill Canadians, he actually has to negotiate with them. That's the way I interpret that. And then as I was writing that, it just make America regurgitate again kept coming into my mind. And it's kind of amusing that the word great is spelt out twice in the word regurgitate. That's probably why it's kind of sticks in my head. And can I just move on quickly to a random thing?
Yeah, real quick, please.
Okay, Planned Parenthood means planning to not be a parent. And I saw a boy wearing a pink shirt in Whole Foods. He was like maybe 16. Is a boy wearing a pink shirt, and it says, I'm a girl, and then it says, equality for children, and then it says, Planned Parenthood. So my interpretation on that is that if they can't abort you, they want you not to breed. And that's it.
Well, I think whether somebody thinks they're a boy or a girl is irrelevant to the fact that if they get together with a member of the opposite sex, that they will, in fact, have the potential to breed. You're right. Planned Parenthood is all about population control, but it was originally set up to limit the black population. That's what it was targeted on. And everybody who's always talking about limiting the population, it's somebody else that they want to not have children, or somebody else that they want to die. And that's one of the problems I have with the population activists is they're never willing to make those sacrifices for themselves. As far as, you know, getting on back to Trump in Canada, it was incautious of him to have made those statements. And it does betray an arrogant, bullying attitude, which I think is inappropriate given the current economic weaknesses of the United States.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay, thanks, Michael. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Okay, now there's a story that came out of Zero Hedge. John Kerry accused of violating the Logan Act after he admits to secret Iran talks. Now, Kerry is making the rounds of the media, pushing his new book, Every Day is Extra. And basically, when he was doing one of these interviews, he disclosed that he met with Zarif 3 or 4 times and discussed political issues and challenges between the United States and Iran. And this article is saying it could constitute a significant and clear violation of the Logan Act. Actually, no. It is not a violation of the Logan Act to simply discuss politics and challenges. A violation of the Logan Act would be when, if Kerry actually engaged in shifting U.S. foreign policy with Iran. And I don't think it's crossed that line. So maybe this is just trying to draw more attention so that Kerry can sell more books. But having a conversation is not a violation of the Logan Act. Making deals, making promises, eliciting promises of a change in policy, that's a violation of the Logan Act. Okay, as you know, over in Great Britain, they are still trying to pound on this Sergei Skripal case. And they've been pushing these two Russian characters, Alexander Petrov and Ruslan Borisov, as being Russian agents who poisoned the Skripals, because we photographed them in Salisbury, and that's the case here. Well, Russia Today had an interview with these two individuals, who of course are saying A, they're not Russian agents, they don't know who the Skripals are, they didn't go near their home, they were in Salisbury because they were tourists. And if you look on a map, you will realize Salisbury is right there next to Stonehenge. And when I worked briefly in London, I wanted to get to Stonehenge. I wasn't able to because of a lack of time. But apparently they were quite surprised by the accusations and their photos plastered all over the newspapers. Now, remember, one of those images that was all over the newspaper came from a security camera that filmed them window shopping supposedly after the time of the attack. And that, to me, undermines the British claims here. Because if you're a Russian agent and you just daub poison on somebody's doorknob, you're going to want to clear datum. You're going to want to get out of the area. You're not going to run and look suspicious, but you're not going to dawdle around looking through the window of a collectibles and rare stamp shop in the city and talk about buying collectible coins. Basically, that image supports their story that they're just there playing tourist, which a lot of people do. Now, Russia is calling on the United Nations Human Rights Council to put pressure on London to stop isolating Yulia Skripal, the daughter. Because ever since this one very obvious stage-managed press interview that she gave for the British media, nobody can talk to her. Family is not being allowed to talk to her. Russian diplomats are not being allowed to talk to her. And that is a serious breach of diplomatic protocol because Yulia is, in fact, a Russian citizen. And under international law, Russian diplomats are supposed to be allowed to have contact with her. And Britain is refusing. They're keeping her in total isolation. Now, the fact that this latest Skripal story is already falling apart is not deterring the United States. They're going to impose additional, very severe sanctions on Russia over the Skripal case. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we were talking about the fact that even though there is still absolutely no proof that Russia had anything to do with what happened to Sergei Skripal, the U.S. is imposing a new round of sanctions on Russia, described as very severe, probably to be imposed right after the November midterm elections, unless Russia takes steps in the wake of the poisoning of the former Russian spy. What steps could Russia even begin to take? The whole thing is just made up out of thin air. All right, we're going to take a phone call now. Jim in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. I'm very worried about this serious situation.
Yes.
I don't think Putin will start World War III just yet. I think, like last two, I think he'll just take the hit. He'll back the Syrians when he can. He may try to jam their signals, but I don't think he's going to start World War III. And, you know, I was struck because a couple years ago I saw Putin meeting with Netanyahu, and they seem very, very friendly with each other. And it's just a thought. Maybe they have some sort of deal. and maybe
well,
Trump.
Well, if they did back then, it sort of fell apart, because remember when Netanyahu went to Moscow for a meeting with Putin, and then the next day Netanyahu sort of tried to insert himself next to Putin during this this parade. And you can see the look on Putin's face. He was not at all happy about that. And Putin, in fact, went over and he found this veteran standing by the side of the road, you know, in full uniform and medals and everything, and invited him to stand next to Putin for the remainder of the parade. And from the body language, it was very obvious that whatever meeting Putin and Netanyahu had had was very contentious, and Putin was not at all pleased with it. Nor was he pleased with Netanyahu trying to steal some of the thunder of the parade. So I think the situation has changed. And I know that Putin would not start World War III intentionally. I think it's going to be started for him because the U.S. clearly is on this very belligerent, aggressive posture all over the globe. And at some point, yes. Russia and China are going to realize they no longer have a choice. Because it's either try and confront the United States or just accept that the United States is going to, you know, become the ruler of the world. And I don't think either China or Russia are comfortable with that.
Well, I'm actually a little disappointed with Putin, because he should have said, like, 6 years ago, he should have made a treaty with Syria saying any attack on Syria would be considered an attack on Russia. And then maybe the U.S. and all of them else would have backed off. Now, I can see it's been strung out for 7 years. But look what good it did. It saved us 6 years, but we're still in the same situation. It's just a thought. But, your best caller is Mark from North Carolina. You should have him as a guest, like you did with Layla, who's another great caller. He's a terrific. Your callers are really, some of them, like Mark in North Carolina and Layla, they're just fantastic. They make your show much better.
We have a very intelligent audience. Very, very Akamai, as we say here in Hawaii.
Oh, they're terrific. But thank you, and let's pray for no war in Syria. I'm very worried.
Yeah, I'm very concerned. It's like this thing could really crank up at any time. All right, we're going to switch over to George in Texas. And, George, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Well, I kind of see, watching the Weather Channel, Hurricane Florence is downgraded to a Category 2 at 100 miles an hour, which I kind of think is going to happen. When it hits land, it's going to be downgraded to a Category 1, and it's just going to race right inland. That's my take on it.
Yeah, that's what they're forecasting. It's going to be a Cat 1 by the time the center of the storm makes landfall, but it's still a major, major storm.
Well, it's still a rainmaker, and right now in Texas, we're not facing a tropical storm or hurricane. We're facing a low-pressure system. That could be a rainmaker, you know.
Well, it's not just the rain, and there's still some wind. Let's not kid ourselves. There's still some wind. But it's also going to be that storm surge, because that low-pressure system literally sucks up the ocean underneath it and brings it on shore. And you're getting the wind-driven waves, and there's going to be some serious flooding along the coast.
Well, you know, the thing is, also talking about Russia, you know, I'm sitting there calling the White House constantly saying, leave Syria alone. You know, they haven't attacked us. They haven't threatened us. And even Iran, they haven't attacked us. They haven't threatened us. But they're and you know, the thing is, it's like Netanyahu, I think it was is the most visited head of state to Washington. And I think it's because I think when Trump goes off the reservation, here comes Netanyahu racing to the White House.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, George, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with George in Texas. And George, can you just sort of pick up from where you left off?
Well, you know, like I say, Netanyahu, he has more visits to the White House. And I don't really think it's because he really likes Donald Trump. I think he goes there trying to put Donald Trump back on the reservation. You know, to be pro-Israel.
There's no question about that. Now, you do understand that the Netanyahu and Trump families have been friends, you know, going back at least a generation. But
you know,
I'm sure you're absolutely right that Netanyahu goes to Washington, D.C. to basically lay down the law.
Well, I didn't vote for Netanyahu for president.
Neither did I.
And you know, the thing is, I'm pro-Israel. I'm just anti-Netanyahu. And the thing is, you know, I'm hearing like, you know, Mike Pence and all these people going against The Hague because of war crimes, because I really think a lot of these neocons will be visiting The Hague.
Should be in The Hague. The United States government has been committing war crimes and atrocities in these various war zones. And, yeah, they should be going to The Hague. And I think the fact that you've got John Bolton out there screaming that the ICC is dead and we're going to protect our people basically is telegraphing the fact that the U.S. government knows war crimes have been committed and they know more war crimes are going to be committed and they don't want to be held to account for it. But if they lose this coming war, I guarantee you they will.
You know, the thing is, my oldest son got his learner's permit to learn how to drive in Texas. Guess what? They automatically register him for selective service without our knowledge.
Yes.
Or consent. And the thing is, my son is autistic, so I'm going to a doctor and try to get a notice, some document saying it wouldn't be good for barring him from military service. Because I don't want him.
I imagine if he's autistic that he would be rejected anyway. But right now, it is the law in the United States that all young people have to be registered for selective service. The names are already in the computers. The instant... Go ahead.
It's an executive order. It's not a law. Nixon signed it into law. You know, registering.
Well, however it is, I mean, it is now mandatory for all young people to register for selective service. So their names are already in the computer. As soon as somebody says there's a draft, those letters are going to start going on out, the very next day.
I remember watching on TV when I was real young, people burning their draft cards in the post office parking lot. You know, you remember them days?
I remember those days. I remember, going to anti-Vietnam protests. I even wound up going to the one the FBI staged at Disneyland to try and discredit the whole movement. I was very fortunate, though, because I had an occupational deferment at the time and didn't have to worry about going myself. But a lot of my friends got sent to Vietnam, and not all of them came back.
Now, and I just got one more thing before I sign off on the phone, and that is... if people are worried, you got this woman, Amorosa, saying, Russia interfered with the election, knowing it's not. You want to know who's interfering our election? And it's not, and I hear, reports on Spanish-speaking TV and radio, and that is Mexico. And I really think we need to start putting Mexico in its place, not to meddle in our elections.
Well, I would see how the vast number of illegal immigrants voting in our elections might be seen as meddling, but that's not the fault of the government of Mexico. It's the fault of the Democrats and the open border activists.
I think they ought to be brought before a tribunal.
Well, I think if we're going to talk about foreign meddling in our internal affairs and politics, I think Israel has to be at the top of that list.
Exactly. Anyway, Mike, have a good day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now. We were talking about Russia and Great Britain and the Skripal case. And apparently a lot of people are realizing that Russia is being treated rather unfairly. And over in Great Britain, there's a group that has gotten together. They call themselves the Westminster Russia Forum. And they are in favor of promoting British-Russian bilateral ties. And they have launched a campaign countering the anti-Russian sentiment, countering the negative propaganda to try and say, look, we need to be a little bit more objective and balanced in how we're treating these other countries. So ordinary people realize that all this Russia bashing, it is just propaganda and nonsense. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Steve Elkins called back in. And, Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, you want to find out how good the borders can be monitored and policed. Just initiate a new draft. And I guarantee you they'll really tighten those borders up really good, who gets out between Canada and also Mexico. So we know that they can monitor those borders. But if you start the draft again, and they're going to make sure they don't make that same mistake twice. They're going to monitor and police those borders really, really close and make sure you can't get out.
Well, I wish they would monitor the Mexican border. But the reality is, for all the news coverage that people who escaped the U.S. to evade the draft, it was actually not that many people, not compared to the total number of forces that were sent to Vietnam. But it did make news because it was the activation of the draft that woke the American population up and said, what are we doing over there in Southeast Asia anyway? And just fueled that whole anti-war movement, which the FBI tried to derail it and disrupt it through Operation COINTELPRO. But ultimately, it reached a point where there were 1 million Americans standing on that mall in Washington, D.C. And Lyndon Johnson, in his biography, wrote that when he looked out the White House window and he saw that, that's the day he knew that the U.S. was going to lose in Vietnam.
Yeah, I have to say that a lot of I think a lot of these kids, this generation, would not be eligible because they don't meet the physical requirements. This is an out of shape generation here. This is the Twinkie generation. They're in pretty bad shape. I can't imagine them being in military uniform and being able to perform the duties they should be doing. They're couch warriors, whatever. They're a little playing video games. They're not very athletic at all, most of these kids.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And again, when I was growing up, and maybe it's because I was in farming country, we spent our days, running around the woods and climbing trees and doing all kinds of stuff like that. And today's generation, they're stuck in their video games. But again, the Pentagon policy is to rely more and more on the mechanization of war and the computerization of war. You don't have to be physically fit to do that. I mean, to fly a real airplane, you've got to, be muscular and you've got to have a good circulatory system. But if you're remote flying a drone from inside an air-conditioned trailer on the ground, as long as you can handle the controls, that's the only requirement.
Yeah, I agree. I think you and I had the same mom. I couldn't go inside unless it was raining. Other than that, I was outside pretty much all day.
Yeah, then, of course, you had all the chores that had to be done around the farm.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, referencing the poor quality of America's weapons yet again, apparently it turns out there is now a problem with the AH-64E Apache attack helicopters. And apparently there is some kind of a design flaw where there is a component called the strap pack nuts on the rotors, and they're wearing out faster than normal. It's being blamed on bad weather and salt in coastal areas, which can be an issue, certainly an issue here in Hawaii, but they're having to basically start replacing all of those. So these weapons are very expensive to buy, but more importantly, they're expensive to maintain. And when it comes to a war, the country that runs out of money first loses. And again, take a look at Germany in the closing months of World War II. They were throwing everything into their war effort. They literally strip mined their own country for anything of value, anything that could be used in the war. And by the time Germany collapsed, there was nothing left. No food, no industry, no medications. That's why the typhus outbreak that they brought back from the Soviet Union just leapt completely out of control. The only thing they had to fight it with was Zyklon B, which was an insecticide that was designed to kill the ticks that spread typhus from person to person. Getting into our domestic politics here, the latest text messages that have been released between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page are painting a picture of government agencies that leak worse than your kitchen colander. And they were leaking like mad. They were coordinating their leaks, trying to get stuff out there to the media to harm the Trump administration. And it shows that the collusion between the FBI and the Department of Justice and the corporate media went far deeper than previously known. And apparently one of the text messages from December of 2016, after Trump had won, it discusses a political leaking operation in which others were leaking like mad amid the Trump-Russia probe. Now, another message has come on out where this is a message from Strzok to Page on how the Times was angry about the Washington Post scoop. Apparently, all of these different corporate media outlets are lining up for these leaks. They know the leaks are going to be happening, and they were arguing over who got the leak first. But the text messages suggest that Strzok, along with his lover, Lisa Page, had been in contact with reporters from both newspapers. And Strzok specifically mentions two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times writer Michael Schmidt in his text message to Page. Now, Joe DiGenova, and this is a YouTube video, it's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Apparently, Rod Rosenstein is currently under investigation for lying to the FISA court. And I'm sure they're going to stall it and stall it and stall it. And what you need to understand is the Democrats' strategy is to retake the House of Representatives in November by hook or by crook, mostly by crook. By illegal immigrants voting, things like that. And then once they retake the House, then Democrats get the chairmanship of all those House committees, and they can shut down all these investigations. Just make them go away. That's what they're trying to do. And that's why you're seeing all this stalling coming from the Department of Justice and the FBI and all these other government agencies. They're playing for time. They're trying to run out the clock. They're absolutely convinced the Democrats will take the House of Representatives in November and get them off the hook. Of course, they were also confident Hillary was going to win in 2016. And there may be an upset to the Democrats' plans, but again, I'm finding it amazing. Trump has to know that the illegal immigrant vote could cost him the Congress in November. At which point, the House of Representatives will move to impeach him on whatever flimsy pretext. It doesn't really matter. And Trump will stay in office, probably, because the Senate won't move to remove him. But the Democrats are going to campaign on the fact that he got impeached going into 2020, along with other Republican challengers here. Now, Hillary Clinton went on a six-tweet tirade against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, basically based on this story that Kavanaugh referred to birth control pills as abortion-inducing drugs. And Hillary went on out there saying, I want to be sure we're all clear about something Brett Kavanaugh said in his confirmation hearings last week. He referred to birth control pills as abortion-inducing drugs. That set off a lot of alarm bells for me, and it should for you too. And just went on this continuing screed, basically portraying Kavanaugh as a threat to safe and legal abortion. And now he's a threat to birth control as well, except that Kavanaugh never actually said that during his confirmation hearings. It's another lie. It's absolutely another lie. Okay, apparently Donald Trump has issued an executive order on imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. And basically just goes on out there about the threat to national security and foreign policy of the United States, the vulnerability of the digital devices and internet-based communication has created vulnerabilities, blah, 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 blah. Now, my first question is, does this include Israel? Because when you're talking about foreign interference in the United States political system, Israel is right at the top of that list. Or is Trump setting up to throw yet more sanctions at Russia to goad them into war? Okay. We are continuing to see an increase in radical leftist violence against conservatives. Out in California, a gentleman named Farzad Fazeli was arrested for allegedly trying to stab a congressional candidate at a fair last Sunday. Now, the candidate was Republican Rudy Peters, who's challenging Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell in November. And fortunately, Peters was uninjured because the switchblade Farzad used malfunctioned. And so he's been arrested. And the attempted stabbing was preceded by Fazeli making disparaging remarks about the Republican Party. Meanwhile, over in Washington, D.C., there was a Twitter screed threatening to collect bloodstained MAGA hats at a Trump hotel meetup. So that is very dangerous. The leftists They don't have an argument. They don't have a platform. All they have are brown shirt tactics. Anyway, the guy who tried to stab the candidate out in California is already out on bail. He wanted to murder that candidate, but he's out on bail. That absolutely, it's a shock. It's a shame. It shouldn't happen. If it had been a Republican trying to murder a Democrat, you could bet that person would still be in prison. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And once again, Hollywood is being co-opted to spread propaganda. And there is a new movie coming on out called Active Measures. And basically, it's an attempt to sell the idea that Donald Trump is a puppet of Vladimir Putin. In fact, the poster for the movie shows the bottom of the White House with the domes from St. Basil's on top of it. And they're just pushing this whole thing that Trump is a puppet of Putin, which if you look at the sanctions that Trump has just ordered, you have to understand that that's definitely not real. But that's the whole liberal argument against Trump. They're still pushing that Trump-Russia collusion, and they haven't been able to prove it in all of these months and all of that money. Meanwhile, we know that the Hillary Clinton campaign was colluding with Russia, trying to dig up dirt for that Christopher Steele dossier. And Hillary was certainly colluding with Russia over the Uranium One deal. And fortunately, the statute of limitations has run out on that one, so she got away with it. All right, let's talk about the economy here. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have plunged 80% in value, making it worse than the burst of the dot-com bubble in the early days of the internet. And it just shows that the whole cryptocurrency interest, it was a massive speculative bubble. And a lot of people were urging caution, including yours truly, because there's nothing to anchor the value of a cryptocurrency to other than what somebody else will pay for it. And when it first came on out, I said, I'm smelling tulips around this. Now, I like the idea of a decentralized peer-to-peer currency, but it's got to be anchored to a commodity of known fixed value, or things like this are going to happen. And a lot of people got hurt, and I'm sorry to have seen it happen. Meanwhile, over at Bayer, their stock has dropped by about one-third in the 3 months since it picked up Monsanto. And a big part of that probably has to do with that court decision out in California that ordered Monsanto to pay something like $200 million in punitive damages to this groundskeeper who got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to glyphosate. And that's also opened up the door to a whole bunch of other lawsuits for basically putting this very, very dangerous product on the market. Meanwhile, Tesla is in trouble. A longtime Tesla bull is now admitting the stock is no longer investable. They're in trouble with delivery of the cars. And Elon Musk has not exactly acquitted himself very well. That stunt on the radio show where he smoked a marijuana-laced cigar really rattled his board of directors. It may actually cost him some of his government security clearances that he needs to do his business. And there's already talk among the stockholders that the entire board of directors of Tesla, including Elon Musk, need to be replaced. At this point, I'm beginning to think it's too late really to save that company. And that is a shame because I like the idea of the electric car. I do believe they're the wave of the future. The Teslas are very nice cars. The problem is once they go out of warranty, you can't find anybody to fix them. Remember the other day we were talking about how repair has now become a monopoly. We'll be right back after station identification.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.